I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Is there any public participation? Ms. Oliveri?
Good evening. As many of you know, Cornerstone's 100 years is coming up this year, so I would like to give you a little bit of information in regards to an open house that we are going to be having to celebrate that 100 years. We have a team of teachers and other district employees that have been working together with the Alumni Association and the Historical Society and the Historical Committee to plan an open house. We're going to have the open house on Saturday, January 30th. We are looking at the hours of 1 to 3 p.m., just kind of open up the building, walk through. We're going to tie it in coordination with our 100-day celebration. So those of you that have elementary children know about the 100-day celebration. So you're going to have lots of 100 things over the building. I just want to let you know that we're going to be doing that. We're working hard to make sure that everything is coming together. And we've had several local community businesses that are offering some time and some things to help us make this work. So I invite you all to come to Cornerstone on the 30th and help us celebrate our 100 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? Students of the Month.
And just a second before we start the Student of the Month recognition, I'd like to take a moment to recognize Pat Santelli. This is his last board meeting with us. And I will tell you that it certainly has been a privilege to be superintendent with Pat on the board. As you look at the new facilities that are going up, Pat Santelli was an integral part of all that happened and has done so many other things as well. But Pat, thank you very much.
Thank you.
While we're on the topic of Pat Santelli, I was going to save this to the end, but a lot of people leave after Student of the Month, so I just wanted to say, Pat, it has been a pleasure serving with you on the board, and over the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about, okay, there's a lot of things to say about you, a lot of positive things to say, and, you know, when I was thinking of words of how I would describe you, selfless came to mind right away, because you give yourself to the school, you have given yourself to the school for a number of years, you volunteer in many other areas of the community, helping the community. You're also very dedicated, and I really think you have a heart of gold. You're not in this for the recognition, you're in this because you want to help and you want to serve. And you know, one testimony of that, a huge testimony of that, is I see on social media the number of students that will post on there that you changed their life as a band director in the years that you were here. And that's huge. And I see that in the number of students that come back for the alumni band. So it has really been a pleasure to serve with you. And I know you're not going anywhere. We're going to still see you around, which I'm very thankful and grateful for that. So thank you.
Thank you. Those are very kind words. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Mr. Sackett.
McGraw Elementary is very proud to recognize Lacey Dye as our Student of the Month. Lacey is a second grader at Grill, who was nominated by Mrs. Camerletti, who couldn't be here today. We're joined by Jennifer Murphy, who is our student teacher, has been with us for 2 weeks. Lacey is one of those students, again, that doesn't probably get the recognition that she deserves. Honestly, just comes in every day, no matter what happened like before or at school, just always happy, gives her best, and you can always count. So when I heard the name Lacey, I was very excited about that. Ms. Murphy, share more with
no camera.
So when Mr. Sackett approached Mrs. Camilletti and I regarding Real Star student,
Both of us automatically thought of you, Lacey. In our classroom, our motto is try to make someone else's day awesome, and you continually do this every single day. In the morning, I greet the kids when they come in, and every single morning, you have the biggest smile on your face. And you always give me a hug, which is always awesome. The other thing is, every single day at the bus stop, when we leave for the bus, you wait for your little sister, which is the cutest thing. Every day, she's like, can I just wait for my sister? And I'm like, sure, because I know how much you love your sister. And the other thing, which is great, as a teacher, she brings in sweets all the time. And it's horrible when you're trying to diet, but you always are like, would you like a Tootsie Pop or a cupcake, which is always awesome. So these are some of the great qualities that Lacey possesses that makes her student of the month at Grill.
Mrs. Manette.
Very excited to present to you our Norton Primary Student of the Month, is Lily Smolinski. She is probably one of the sweetest children you will ever meet. And when Mrs. Myers told me that's who she chose, it did not surprise me one bit. So Mrs. Myers is going to share a little more about Lily.
Oh, Lily is just, she's just an amazing kid. And I don't get emotional too, I apologize. I get really attached to my students. She's just a really hard worker. She comes into school every day ready to learn. And she loves to be challenged. I always give on our math test an extra challenge page for kids to kind of push those kids that are extra smart. And some of the kids are like, oh, forget it. I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to do it. And they get a bonus point. If they lose, if they don't do the whole paper or they get part of it right, it counts, you know, towards their score as a bonus point. Lily will try every time. She pushes herself. She wants to succeed and wants to do well, and I love when kids are so passionate about learning like Lily is. Lily is also a quiet leader. She's not one of those kids who's saying shh, like some of the second graders do, we know. She just leads by example, which is really stellar for a little one to do. And Lily and I just have a really neat relationship. She played soccer with my daughter, so I've seen her grow up for the last couple years, and she's matured and been through quite a lot, and this kid knows how to make lemonade out of lemons. So she has a huge spot in my heart, and she absolutely deserves this honor. So
Mrs. Oliveri.
Well, it is truly an honor to have Haley in my class this year. As a student, she's exceptional, and she consistently amazes me each and every day. Like Mrs. Oliveri said, she brightens my day with that huge smile, especially cute now, missing teeth. It is apparent she is so excited to be in school and is eager to learn. Whether it be to read aloud or just practice math problems on the board, she's engaged and excited to learn something new throughout the day. Her hand is always up, and she loves sharing her thoughts with the class. Not only does Haley have a love of learning, but she's a great friend to others. She's very kind, and she's caring to her classmates. She's always willing to help out a friend in need. I'm so glad that Haley's in my class this year, and I cannot wait to see what the rest of the year will bring and the other exceptional congratulations.
So Mrs. Brooks and I would like to present you with your certificate for student of the month. Congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber.
I would like to introduce to you Ben Kopenhauer. He was chosen by the eighth grade team as our student of the month. At the beginning of each month, we begin to discuss who the eighth grade team would like to nominate. And back in November, when we talked about the student we were honoring in November, they also included, but we know December's too. It's going to be Betty Pocono. So we've known Ben's going to be our student of the month now since the beginning of November. With me tonight, again, representing the eighth grade team is Mr. Trevisano that will talk on Ben's behalf.
Ben, I got a question for you. All these other kids are giving the teachers hugs at the beginning of the day. What the heck? I'm just kidding. Ben is great. I love to have laughing happen in my class. It makes me at ease and it makes the kids at ease. And Ben is a great person to have in the classroom if you want to laugh. Sometimes our class is laughing with Ben. Sometimes we're laughing at Ben. Sometimes Ben is the only one laughing in the class. Those are my favorite moments because he has all the jokes and the endless amount of puns, which are ridiculous, but they make me, I don't know, I just get a crack out of them. And I egg him on, and all the kids are like, don't do it, Mr. Tripp. I'm like, I gotta do it. And he pops for it. So he brings a lot of life to our class, which is really important because that's how learning activities are done. When you have life, excitement, and laughter, and a little loose. So he brings all that. He's a great worker, got a great work ethic, participates well. He's always helping kids around the classroom. If they're a little lost, he's got no problems going over there and saying, hey, I'm gonna help you out. Sometimes I think he does it because there's a couple cute girls. But yeah. Like, come on, man. This is the kind of kid he is. He's a great kid. He can take a joke, he can give a joke, and he works so hard. And Ben, congratulations on being student of the month.
Mr. Shane.
Excited to introduce everyone tonight. This is Madison Vargo. She's a senior here at the high school. She's involved in a lot of things. Softball is one of the first things that comes to mind. National Honor Art Society. She does a lot of things. What's really neat though about Maddie is we wish that we saw her more because she's a post-secondary student who actually only has one class a day here at the high school. Sixth period she comes in. And what's neat about that, when you think about that, is all when we vote here at the High School for Student of the Month, all the teachers can vote. And so I get, 50 votes for Student of the Month. So what's neat about that is here's Maddie that's only here 1 year today. And it shows the impact she has had through the 4 years that she's been here, that when her name comes up, everybody wants to vote for her. And she won really, really easily here in December. Just because of all the teachers and the lives that you've impacted through the other 3 years that you've been here as well as this year. So I've asked Mrs. JJ Thornberry, the art teacher here at the high school, to say a few things.
What's probably even a little more odd about the whole situation is I've actually never even had Maddie in class. So that makes it even more interesting that she's here for 1 period a day. I've never had her as a student, and I have nominated her because she is part of our National Honor Society. And again, never had her in class. She came up to me and said, hey, is it too late to sign up for that? I think I'd really like it. I think I'd be into it. I was like, I'm fine with that. Like, you show up, you be a part of it, we're good with that. And I tell you what, since that day, she's come in and she not only has participated, but she's sort of taken the lead on a lot of stuff. As a student, I will tell one short story to kind of explain Maddie and a story to you. I have a student that I've been, she's been in my classroom for 3 years. She's extremely shy. Like in 3 years, I might have gotten, 25 words out of her, if I'm lucky. And I see her every single day. Finally got her to come to art club. She always sort of acted like she wanted to, never came. She came this year. And I'm like, okay, now I have to get her to participate. And without even asking, Maddie was the first kid to go over to her and say, hey, why don't you come over here? Like, help us with this. We're making this for spectacular. You can help us paint this. And immediately she went over and she just fit right in and it was perfect. I never even had to say anything to Maddie. She just took the lead and she took her under her wing and she's been back almost every single week since then. So it's awesome. She has that kind of an impact on me and all the students that she's around. So congratulations. I'm so glad that you're a part of National Honor Society and I wish I had you in my class every day.
this time, we'll take a recess to congratulate all the students of the month.
She's a sophomore.
What?
Wait a minute. Yep.
Okay. Under item four, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item five, board business. Can I have a motion to approve letter A, Rob Knight as president pro temp for the organizational meeting in January 2016?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to make sure it's okay. Should I abstain or should I vote for this?
You can vote.
Okay.
Yeah. I already asked for discussion, right? Yeah. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve a resolution submitting the question of an additional tax levy for the purpose of current expenses to the electors of the Norton City School District pursuant to section 5705.21 of the revised code, attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I would just like to point out, I know it was in the paper, but just so that everyone is aware, our budget was cut by the state over $400,000 in September. And so this operating levy is our way of hoping to recoup that money, as well as to provide additional operating money for our district to continue to progress and to work into 2018-2019. So it is approximately a 2.9 mil levy, which would cost $8.46 per month per $100,000 home. So, and of course, we will be asking for levy assistance in passing this. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve a resolution submitting the question of an additional tax levy for the purpose of providing for school safety and security to the electors of the Norton City School District pursuant to section 5705.21 of the revised code, attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? And again, on this one, this levy, a security, school security, safety and security levy, would enable us to provide for a school resource officer, as well as to provide some additional funds that we could provide further safety and security for our buildings. And it would cost approximately $1.17 per month per $100,000 home.
It's a 5-year levy.
And right, thank you. And it is a 5-year levy. Is there any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item six, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letter A, regular meeting minutes, November 16th, 2015, attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve special session meeting minutes December 7th, 2015, attachment D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item seven, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, November 2015 warrants, attachment E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve November 2015 financial statement, attachment F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item nine, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leaves, termination, item one?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve Lori Hollandonner for district support in writing preschool student evaluations on an as-needed basis at a rate of $328 per day, effective October 10th, 2015?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background and license check items 1 through 3?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter D, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel classified pending background and license check items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter E, can I have a motion to approve the resolution for the non-certificated, non-licensed assistant coach supplemental positions for the 2015-2016 school year, pending background check and permit check, all positions are subject to adequate participation, attachment G, items 1 and 2.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter F, the graduate credit tuition voucher Ashland University for the following teacher, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter G, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental position stipends, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter H, can I have a motion to approve the following individuals for fall athletic services, items 1 through 13?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter I, can I have a motion to approve the following individuals for winter athletic services, items 1 through 15?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Bubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter J, can I have a motion to approve the updated facilities rental fees attachment H?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a question about column C in the fees. If you can address that, please.
Really, we kind of cut the same categories A, B, and C as what was in the original policy. I mean, the concern was our school teams, if their football team practices on the field, you know, the really only charge that we look at is using the stadium lighting. But that's really not intended for our school teams. It's maybe if youth football happens to be using the field, if they choose to have it at night, we can assess that, because that's approximately about how much it costs to run the stadium lighting per hour. We will continue to monitor that and get more data, and that number could fluctuate just a little bit when we get more months of using the lights. But that fee could also be waived. And, you know, basically having the fee structure allows us to be transparent on how much it costs to run that and how much we would charge if need be. So, we kind of wanted to have that in there. It's not to discourage anyone from wanting to have a youth night under the lights, but, you know, to understand that there is some added cost to the district for that. And we talked with that out with the youth when we met with them, and they were very understanding in that, you know, most of the time they're having them during the day anyways, that if they would choose to do that, that we would maybe work something out. But at no time if it's band or our football team or any of our middle school or high school athletic teams are using the stadium with the lights on. I mean, the way I look at it is we're going to charge ourselves because we pay for those things anyway.
Right.
So it's kind of in there because we lump some youth and some community activities. We lump them in terms of not charging them for fields and classrooms, that we just wanted to say that if they decide to use the lights, you know, we're going to want to look at how many times they do it. You know, maybe we waive it once, maybe we don't, but at least that charge is transparent.
Okay, it's just that under Schedule C, it says Norton City School Groups and Related Activities. I figure that like the marching band and the football team are school groups, correct or not?
They are. But I guess if they don't really ever fill that form out. That would be, I'm more looking at youth. We consider youth basketball as an extension of our basketball program because that's the feeder system that brings us in. So, I mean, we could look at changing that wording a little bit. I really just pulled that off of the original.
Jake, our school groups, I don't mean to interrupt you, were PACE, PAC, PAS, parent groups. That one, I think when the form was done before, that's when it said Norton City's groups, that's what it was talking about. Not our football teams, not our band, but it was those groups that are really part of the school, the booster groups and that type of thing. Not as much our teams.
Yeah, and I guess I wasn't envisioning our teams. Really, they're funded by us anyways.
Right.
So, I mean, we're paying for it already. But since we lumped some other groups into there, you know, like some of the community groups, that if they decide to have an event at night, they might have an additional fee on that that they would normally not have.
Okay.
And that was kind of the idea of having all the fees there just so when people fill the form out, they bring it in, we can at least have they would come in with an expectation of what the charges might be.
Okay, I guess if we can figure out alternative wording for that, it might be a good thing. Because Norton City School Groups still tells me that there are a lot of groups that go on during the school day or right after school that are part of us, part of the school. So if you don't expect them to ever fill out a form for this, then it's a moot point.
Most of those forms are not our athletic and marching band teams.
Okay.
They don't, I never see that form for them. It's, you know, if PPABC wants to use this room, they might fill that form out because if when you look at the form, there's a part that they have to sign, you know, to hold us harmless, and they have their insurance and things like that. So it's almost more of a form for groups like that,
okay.
Boy Scouts, things like that.
Plus, I'm sure we'll assist with scheduling.
Correct.
You're gonna charge them who are raising the money to pay the turf.
Charge
a fee if they wanted to hold an event under the lights.
No, really, what it does is it gives us the ability to do that, but like we talked to soccer and they wanted to have quite a few events, and really we've been meeting with between athletic council and some other groups just to see, I mean, how much usage can we get in there, but also keeping the facility and not putting a burden on the district. So at any point any of those fees can be waived.
And the other thing that I would say about that, remember, the way that's structured, there's no intent to charge anything unless we have situations where the lights are repeatedly used. That's the issue, because that's such a cost to us. I mean, we would like to get as many groups on there all the time. We said that over and over again, and certainly we want the youth groups, or middle school groups, everybody to be able to use that facility. One of the things that's a little bit scary about having a new stadium, it's great to have that, but we're also going to have scheduling issues with it, and you know what are our limitations going to be on that. This just provides us a mechanism that if there's a lot of people that want to start scheduling things in the evening when it's costing the district, as best we know right now, about $100 an hour to run those lights, we may have to recoup those costs.
So should we have more discussion since the wording isn't quite there?
We certainly, I mean, we could pull the other thing that I would think that might be an easy way to do it, is to add simply add an asterisk as saying what it excludes, so that we know that language in that does not pertain to our direct student activity groups that are led by our staff, because we're talking about organizations outside of that are led by. I mean, that might be a simple way to get at, I think, what you're asking for. Would that keep the integrity of
what? I don't think so. Okay. I think that would be a good way to go.
And I would say then we could either potentially look at pulling it or just say right now that we would like to amend that so that an asterisk be added and that it indicates that any student activity groups led by our staff are excluded from that.
Well, I like that more. I mean, who did you talk to? Norton Youth Football?
Yeah, and soccer. And I don't believe their intentions really right now are to use the stadium under the lights.
Well, I wouldn't want to not include them or not allow them to come over and use it if they wanted to. I mean, we want to encourage any Norton. I mean, they're building our future.
And I understand that. And I guess the thought was there's a line of, you know, cost there that seems to be quite a bit higher. But, I mean, that's part of the reason that the forum was put together to discuss those things. So,
what? I'm going to suggest that we pull it from the agenda so that we can have further discussion to work out some of these concerns.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to vote to pull it.
Okay. Can we vote?
Or do you want to just vote no?
Or we can pull it or table it.
I don't want to vote no on it.
Okay.
I think it's better to pull it or table it for further discussion. So can I have a motion to table letter J, the updated facilities rental fees, attachment H?
So
any discussion?
Jason, that was you.
Yeah.
Rob.
And Rob. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, letter K, can I have a motion to approve the list of Norton Band program volunteers for the 2015-2016 school year pending background checks, attachment I?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Under letter L, can I have a motion to approve the agreement between Norton City Schools and Navigate Safety Software, attachment J?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
We were able to meet with city officials.
We met with Chief Schultz and Chief D'Alessandro and have a follow-up meeting a week from today. they're going to help input the information that we need to make that software application work well for not only the district, but for the city.
And then you'll have them with the staff in January for your...
January 29th is our staff development day, at which point part of that will be sharing that software. Hopefully we'll have it implemented at that point.
Thanks.
And Mr. Carmody, I was wondering if you could just elaborate for everyone so that they understand what the Navigate Safety software is.
If you want to spend some time later, it's a pretty easy website to get to. Just Google Navigate Prepared. And really what it does is it takes, there's two parts to it. One part is compliance. We have to be in compliance with the state. So the software does kind of help us prepare it much easier, saving a ton of time. But really the biggest piece is the integration of the first responders with the information we put together for our safety plan and our safety procedures. Dispatch would be able to get in and have almost like interactive floor plans of the buildings, that they'll be able to see what classroom makeups look like. They'll be able to toggle things on and off, like where are the AEDs, where are the fire extinguishers, things like that that are required in the safety plan, but it actually makes it a usable document. And they'll be able to be pulling up to the scene with an idea of what this building looks like or any of our buildings, and really have a plan in place of how they're going to get the situation taken care of. There's a, for the teacher side of it, there's an app right now that has what we call our flip charts on it. So if we're going to go into a lockdown situation, people can access current relevant information very quickly using technology. So it's really, the school districts I've talked to that have implemented it have really talked highly about, in some serious situations, a little more up in the Cleveland area, where they've had to go into some safety drills, and that having it implemented in their district has made that run very smooth.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yeah.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, superintendent's reports.
And I would just say that, you know, we're coming to the end of another calendar year, and certainly 2015 has been an excellent year for Norton City Schools, as has normally been the case. We've had students excel in things across the board, had the excitement of opening a new stadium and seeing all our students get an opportunity to participate on that and get to watch the building go up to the north of it. And so it will be exciting as we sit here a year from today talking about and celebrating the opening of that facility. Again, I want to thank all the teachers, administrators, community people and students that have made 2015 such a great year for Norton City Schools, and look forward to an excellent 2016, and happy holidays.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Congratulations to the students, and Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody's ready, because it certainly doesn't seem like it outside.
Give it a few days. Ms. Herchick?
I just want to thank Mr. Santelli, excuse me, for his years of service, and it's been a pleasure to work with you, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Mr. Morris.
Just best wishes to Pat. Thanks for all your support over the years. And Merry Christmas to the board and all the community members and staff, students. And have a safe new year.
Mr. Carmody, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to skip over you.
That's okay. Pat, it's been a short but great time. I hope you still come out and take pictures.
I will.
Because that's one thing that takes that off of my shoulders, which I very much appreciate, and happy holidays to everyone.
Okay. Mr. Knight?
Yeah, I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I will say I did go last week and watch a JV girls basketball and varsity game, and I was impressed. They're pretty tough, so. But just wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and have a safe new year, like you said, or like Eric said, so. I guess we'll pick up in the beginning for January.
Mr. Sams?
It's thanks to working with everyone this year, and it's interesting, the personalities of working together for the betterment of the community, so thank you for that. And I look forward to working with the new board, and I want to thank the teachers and the administrators for helping us pick the students for Shop with a Cop. What an experience. Humbles you. It does, really does. So thank you for taking the time and helping us with that. And I think Officer McDonald over there will, he's our head elf, and he did a great job. He did a great job this year. He was the first to wrap all the gifts this year. He was the fastest elf this year. So thank you for that. But
they have good kids this year. Every one of us.
Yeah,
very so, grateful, very good.
Yes, all the officers raised that money and volunteered their time, and the students were great. So thank you so much for taking the time to handpick those students, because it was well deserving. And Merry Christmas to all, and Happy Holidays. Thank you.
Mrs. Wabble.
I don't know why everybody's saying goodbye to Pat, because the day Pat walked into this district, he started working, and he's not going to stop. So it's been great on the board. I'm sure you'll be back. And you know, we're now, of course, Pat, you know, never stops. We're now working on Norton Aid together. So you're a worker, Pat. You're not going anywhere. So we're not letting you go either. So, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Mr. Santelli.
Along the lines of Norton Aid, you have one day to get canned goods or checks into the board office or to your local principals, except primary, right? You're not taking any more, are you?
I'll take it.
Okay. Because we're going to come around and collect on Wednesday. So if you have any food goods or any canned goods or any non-perishable food or checks, cash, portions,
we'll take it all.
You would like to donate,
hams,
we'll be more than happy to take it. It has been a learning experience for me for probably 2 years on the board. And then once I got past 2 years, things started. I started to become more comfortable with my position here, and I think that I wish you two good luck in your third year, and I wish you two good luck in the future. And I know you two aren't going anywhere for a long time. Well, I hope you're not. We have a lot to get done here in Norton. We have wonderful new buildings going up, or a wonderful new building going up. We have a lot of transitions to go on, and it's gonna take so much cooperation between staff, board, community, that we really, really all need to work together as much as we can on that. So I look forward to seeing the transition happen, and I wish Mr. Yule good luck in one of these two chairs beginning next month. So again, thank you all very much for the very kind words, and I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
I would just like to commend the middle school teachers, Mr. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. Is it Lee Meister? It is Lee Meister. Okay. And Ms. Fabish Rupert. They organized a group of students on Saturday to go out to Western Reserve to take part in the wreath laying ceremony at the cemetery. And it was very impressive. There was a great number of students and their parents that came out for that. And they didn't have to do that. So I think that's great that the teachers are going beyond the classroom, and we have so many that do in doing things like that. That's all I have, other than Merry Christmas. It's been a great year. We've done a lot of great things. Happy holidays and a Happy New Year to everyone. I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting adjourned.
What time is it?